Fascinating story over the weekend from our partner, the New York Times. Clifford Levy had the byline, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. He joins us from Moscow this morning. Clifford, good morning.
Good morning.
So the story that you wrote over the weekend is all about how software piracy, it's an interesting business story, but it's a window onto the tactics of the Russian government and the Russian law enforcement in how they're dealing with the overall citizenry in this very, very puzzling nation, Russia, under Medvedev and Putin. First of all, what's the software piracy story?
Well, essentially what we've discovered is that the authorities in regional centers around Russia are using these anti-piracy statutes to put pressure on advocacy groups, anti-government advocacy groups, or advocacy groups that have cast an unpleasant spotlight on the government's activities, as well as opposition newspapers. And there are these raids that are conducted against these groups and newspapers where they show up out of nowhere and take away their computers under the pretext that they're searching for pirated Microsoft software. And so you can imagine all of a sudden you're doing your operations, and the next thing you know, all your computers are gone. Obviously, this paralyzes these groups, and it's seen as a very clever, useful tool that the authorities in these regional centers have used against groups that are opposed to them.
Now, am I mistaken, Clifford Levy, or is Russia not traditionally been known as a real sort of vanguard on the front lines of stopping software piracy around the world?
Well, that's really the issue. I mean, the issue is essentially that pirated Microsoft software is rampant in Russia, and the authorities have not always been so great at cracking down on it. However, in this case, they seem to have developed a keen interest in going after illegal Microsoft software. So it becomes an issue of selective prosecution.
And Microsoft, though, is pretty thrilled with the whole idea.
Well, it's complicated. I mean, Microsoft has obviously put in an uncomfortable position on this. On the one hand, they would like to aggressively pursue people who steal the company's intellectual property. On the other hand, of course, they don't want to be seen as a tool of the authorities to put pressure on opposition groups or advocacy groups. And I think they're struggling with how to address this.
As a journalist, Clifford Levy, how challenging is it to assemble a pattern of the prosecutorial targets here in this piracy story?
Well, it's not as challenging as you might think, because a lot of these groups have been extremely upset to have the authorities come and take away their computers, especially, as you probably know, when journalists themselves are set upon by the authorities, they're usually not silent about it.
And this is a number of groups that would have an interest in politically opposing the government, or at least criticizing the government, and the software piracy tactic has the net effect of shutting them down, at least digitally.
Exactly, and it paralyzes them. And not only that, but they then end up ensnared in these lengthy legal proceedings where they try to prove that either the investigation was unwarranted, or they had no proof. And of course, what we discovered in a lot of these cases is that whether or not the computers do have illegal software on them, the authorities often put illegal software
right
on them.
Finally, Clifford Levy, your byline is from Irkutsk, right?
Yes, that's right, near Lake Baikal, which is one of the world's great natural wonders.
I've always wanted to go to Irkutsk. What's it like?
It's gorgeous. It's definitely worth making the trip.
And worth having that Irkutsk name on the Risk game, I guess. I've always dreamed of going to Irkutsk.
That's right.
One of the reasons why I envy you, Clifford Levy, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Cliff.
Thanks for having me.